The folks at the Heritage Foundation are doing something cool. It's called Heritage Action. And it's like a live blog following the entire process. Joining us now to talk about it, talk about the nominations themselves, is the executive VP of Heritage Action. That would be Mr. Ryan Walker. Ryan, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Not glad to have you on as well. Let's dig in here. You know, we're probably going to need to stick to the big, for the constraints of time, we need to stick with the big three, right? Gabbard, Patel, and Kennedy. There's been so many already. That which is in the books is in the books, so we don't need to worry about it. But those are the three that are garnering the most attention right now. So what is Heritage Foundation and Heritage Action's take on those big three?
Yeah, Heritage Action has been running $1 million ad campaign encouraging American citizens across the country to call their senators, their Republican and Democrat senators, to get these folks across the finish line. We know that we have 18 months to get Trump's agenda in action before the midterms of 2026. And so these folks have to get into their offices. They have to start administering those agencies in the way that they should. And Kash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy need to get in to start running HHS, the intelligence community, and the FBI. And yesterday, I think that we saw some very good performances from them in committee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely we did. I'm continually impressed with Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes, she's you know, her background is incredibly fascinating. She brings a lot to the table. She is someone that we view as a disruptor, in the same way that Donald Trump is a disruptor in politics. Mm-hmm. She can bring her unique experience to the role and, I think, reform the intelligence community to do what it's intended to do, which is provide safety and security for the American people rather than weaponized against them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Ryan Walker, Executive VP of Heritage Action. You can check out the Heritage Action at heritageaction.com. Just check out the blog that's following along with the nominations as well. Ryan, tell me a little bit about Kash Patel. I mean, of those three, he's the one I know the least about.
Yeah, so he has been chosen to lead the FBI. He's served under both Republican and Democrat presidents. Mm-hmm. He has served in law enforcement. His background is fascinating as well. Again, another disruptor. He doesn't take the go-along, get-along attitude that the federal government has had for the past, 60 to 75 years. And he's interested in making sure that good cops stay good cops, and they are allowed to stay in the job, and they're allowed to enforce the law. And then he wants to make sure that trust is restored to the FBI, which is a novel concept these days. He wants the American people to believe that that agency is actually there to protect them against violent criminals, gang members, you name it. Instead, for the past 4 years, we've obviously seen the department weaponized against people like single mothers, Catholics, and the like. So Kash will bring that sort of reform mind in favor of the American people to the FBI.
We got Ryan Walker on with us, the executive VP over at Heritage Action, talking about some of the nominees that are going through the process right now. All right, let's shift our focus to RFK Jr. because this is where it hits home in Louisiana a good bit. RFK Jr. up for HHS Secretary. We have in Louisiana a senator who is not just a senator, but a doctor as well, who was heading up the questioning and the confirmation process in Senator Bill Cassidy. Senator Bill Cassidy simultaneously is continually playing makeup ground or trying to make up ground to get back into good graces with his own party because he voted not once but twice to convict Donald Trump with his impeachment, back in and after the first term was over with. What were your takeaways from Senator Cassidy's line of questioning and, more importantly, his closing statements?
Yeah, listen, I think that, at Heritage Action, we've been concerned about Senator Cassidy for some time and his support for RFK. I thought that his questioning first in finance on Medicare and Medicaid, yep, and then some of his lines of questioning and help. I do think that he was trying to get answers out of RFK Jr. To discern whether he understood the programs he would be administering, whether he understood basic concepts around medicine and how programs are delivered for the American people and how they use them. So I thought it was interesting. He has been on our list for someone who, again, is, you know, could vote against RFK Jr. And I don't know that I saw or heard anything that you know, changes my mind on that. If anything, I think that he's leaning towards not supporting him.
Really?
Based off of his closing statement.
Okay, so, all right, I've got the polar opposite here. I think based off of his closing statement that he is going to vote for the nomination. And here's why. That back end of the closing statement, John, do you still have it queued up? Cassidy 3?
Yeah, let's see. Cassidy 3.
Hit Cassidy 3 for me.
The end? The tail end?
The last, like, 15 seconds of it.
Okay.
Bear with me, Ryan. I want to throw this out there for your immediate take.
It'll be blown up in the press. The greatest tragedy will be her death, but I can also tell you an associated tragedy. Well, that will cast a shadow over President Trump's legacy, which I want to be the absolute best legacy it can be. So, that's my dilemma, man. And you may be hearing from me over the weekend.
All right, that last part. If we rewound a little bit further than that. Cassidy said, I'm a Republican and I'm here to make sure that Trump's agenda moves forward and, you know, everything about what Donald Trump is trying to do gets done. And that's where it picked up with, you know, if someone dies from being unvaccinated for whatever reason, whatever, you know, disease is out there, you know, the press will blow it out and make it all about Donald Trump and make it all about the vaccine. Anyway, that very last part, Ryan, where he says you'll be hearing from me over the weekend, I think that's Cassidy's out to vote yes. I think that's his out to say, I'm going to talk with you. We're going to have a conversation that's off the record. I'm not going to force you on the record to make a statement one way or the other on vaccines, but I'll get my own personal reassurance so that I can have the go-ahead to stay in the corner of the administration.
Well, I think that is definitely an interpretation that you could take. That's an interesting read on that. I had sort of layered on top of that his previous questioning in the week, and some of the questions were kind of tough, although he didn't get into your point around vaccines. He didn't get RFK sort of down a rabbit hole on that.
No.
Which is, you know, noteworthy. So it's interesting. I was taking that to mean that he was going to call him over the weekend and he would be deciding over the next few days how he would vote, and he would call him this weekend and let him know. But interesting that that's your take.
Yeah, it's just the way his closing statements played out, it played out in three parts. And one was about his concerns over vaccines. The middle part of his closing statement was like hyping up Kennedy about how much they agree. And then the following part was kind of, I'm not going to pigeonhole you here while you're under oath, but I am going to talk to you later on, and then, you know, we'll move forward. Meanwhile, is Cassidy the deciding vote on this one? Or are we going to see enough support behind RFK Jr. for him to be confirmed?
I think if he gets out of committee, then things are on the right track. Cassidy, I think, is the biggest hurdle on finance and help. So I think that folks will look at him and follow his direction. He is one of the people, you know, sort of that is in the McConnell sort of bucket of the Senate. And, you know, folks like Susan Collins and Bill Cassidy and Lisa Murkowski and, you know, that part of the Senate usually votes together. And so I think that he's able to get out of committee. I think his likelihood is pretty good.
Can we get you back on next week? I mean, as we get more and more confirmations across the finish line, just to kind of get a report card on everybody.
Yes, absolutely. I would be glad to.
He is Ryan Walker, the VP, Executive VP of Heritage Action. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.